Welcome to the LDN Radio Show, brought to you by the LDN Research Trust. I'm your host, Linda Elsiegood. I have an exciting lineup of guest speakers who are LDN experts in their field. We will be discussing low-dose naltrexone and its many uses in autoimmune diseases, cancers, etc. Thank you for joining us.
This evening I'm joined by Jeff from the United States, who takes LDN for Lyme disease and Parkinson's. Thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
Could you tell us when you first noticed your symptoms of Lyme disease?
They began in 1980 after a kayak trip. I woke up a few days later with a serious urinary tract infection, along with sensitivity to light and sound and very extreme fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
And later on, about, I'd say 10, 15 years later, the fatigue came back ferociously, and I was diagnosed at that time with Parkinson's disease, which affects primarily my speech and my gait.
Mm-hmm.
And I was also a photographer on my off days, and we did quite well. I since retired from the fire service and my photography. So, hard to be a photographer when you have Parkinson's disease.
Imagine shaking of the camera wouldn't take for a good photograph. So before you found
go ahead.
Sorry, before you found LDN, what symptoms were you living with on a daily basis?
Primarily the gait. I can walk, but I have to stop off, and I cannot hike or keep up with anyone. So I don't use a wheelchair or a walker, but I do use a knee walker. When people have a bad ankle, I've found that a knee walker keeps me in elevation where people don't look at you quite as disabled, and I can get along a lot faster. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I have to wait for people with me, so that's worked out quite well. But again, the gait, along with extreme fatigue and often my speech therapy has helped, but that's where I am presently.
How did you hear about LDN?
I was vacationing in Mexico. I had a little beach house down there, and my wife was visiting an esthetician in Cabo San Lucas, and this gal did hyperbaric there, which I did 7 days of hyperbaric, and she also was big in LDN and attends the conferences, et cetera, and she said I should be taking that, so she introduced me to it. When I got home, I had a compound here in Reno, and that's how I got started. But and I've been on LDN approximately 5 months now.
When you first started, did you notice any introductory side effects?
None. So far, I've had no side effects and no benefit as of yet with LDN, but I've religiously taken it, eating 4.5 milligrams every night, and mm-hmm. haven't missed a dose yet.
Okay. Well, just for the good news, I carried on improving for 18 months, and other people have said similarly. So hopefully 5 months is still very early days for you, and that, you know, you will notice something soon, I would hope.
That is encouraging. I have there's a support group, a healer within this group, and he has said that give it at least a year, and so that's kind of my game plan at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for talking to me, Jeff.
I'd like to introduce Rachel from England, who takes LDN for Parkinson's disease. Thank you for joining me, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Could you tell us when you first noticed there was something wrong with you?
Well, I didn't notice myself. It was other people who spotted it. I was pretty well at one of the busiest times of my life. I had two boys under the age of 5, and a house and garden and land that we were developing. And at the same time, GP had his firstborn child, and he came by one evening from the hospital, and he sat down and had some supper with us, and he noticed my hand, and I'd been using some pretty heavy plant and machinery, and when he pointed it out that my hand wasn't working properly, I just said, well, it's probably sprained or something, it'll go away. But I knew from the look on his face that he was worried. And he said to me, I want you to see a friend of mine, Andrew Tchaikovsky, who's, I think, a brain surgeon. And I went off to see this chap on my own, and I think he did an MRI scan, and then he said, well, you've either got MS, a brain tumour, or Parkinson's, or there was another option. But anyway, I just thought none of them applied to me. Brain tumour certainly not, because I didn't even have a headache. So I drove home and told my husband, and he was shattered, but I really wasn't taking it seriously at all. And I ended up going to the professor of neurology in the area where we lived, and he just asked me to step out of the chair and walk across the room, and just said, you've got Parkinson's. I'm not going to discuss it with you now. I'll get a nurse to ring up and give you a good girly chat. With that, I could hear my husband's chair scraping along the ground as he got up really quickly and exited the room, because he was absolutely livid with the way I was treated. But anyway, after that, it sort of gathered momentum, and my husband noticed one day that I'd spent the whole day ironing, and I'd had a girlfriend come to visit me, and she had noticed my right hand wasn't working properly, and she sort of commented on it, and then my husband said, put your right hand up on the counter and pretend to play the piano. Well, I was trying to make tea at the same time, so I wasn't watching what I was doing. But my husband said, you know something? Your right hand isn't working. And from that point onwards, I was diagnosed with Parkinson's. Although for the first 10 years, I really was unconvinced that the diagnosis was sound. I had so little wrong with me, I thought, that I thought they'd made a mistake. I just did one thing to try and fix myself, because I had a very stiff right arm. I did acupuncture once a week, and that sorted that out quite nicely.
And so, how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 36.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 21 years ago. So yes, I would have been young onset Parkinson's.
Yes. Very much so. So, in those 21 years, you said that you weren't very bad, and in the first 10 years, what happened then?
Well, we kind of made a deal together, my husband and I, that I wouldn't take the medication until I had mobility issues. And our two sons became choristers at Worcester Cathedral, and that meant that we had to move down to Worcester, and we had rented the most gorgeous house. And when the telephone rang in the house, I couldn't get from the kitchen to where the telephone was in time. And then one day I took the children down to Hamleys, the big toy shop in London, and I found that I just couldn't walk across the floor with people crisscrossing me all the time, without getting stuck every time. So then I knew that I had to take the drugs, and I didn't go back and see another neurologist. I had a local GP who we knew very well, and they prescribed Cinemid and Cabergoline, which is the agonist for me, and I took it, and really I felt so well for the first couple of years. I was literally having a party, virtually. It was that sense of well-being and just energetic. What I didn't know was I was actually taking quite too much of both of those medications. We did see one neurologist who kept on urging me to take the maximum dose of agonist, and then when I got up to the maximum dose, he said, exceed it.
Wow.
And that was having all kinds of strange effects on me. And one time I fell asleep in front of the TV, and I woke up and there was a program on about crack cocaine and how it can hold dopamine in the receptor cells for three times as long. So chocolate cake is three times as good. And I thought, well, I don't have any crack cocaine in my system, but I do have a lot more dopamine. And then I put two and two together and realized that the agonist was causing me to behave very strangely and impulsively. Later on I discovered that it had also damaged my heart. But that was just an additional thing. But if you're listening to this recording and you've had a diagnosis of Parkinson's disease, I would say there's loads and loads of things you can try and therapies that can have a good effect. Acupuncture was only the first thing that I tried out. I eventually, when I was on holidays in Bavaria, I got scouted by a doctor who asked me if I'd had a PET scan, and I said no, I hadn't been able to have that in England, and he said, well, I know a clinic nearby where they do that for you, and he said, would you like to go? And within 20 seconds I was sort of booked into this clinic, and they were very good. They were a neurology and oncology clinic, and they, first thing they did was explain to me that Parkinson's was actually an autoimmune condition, and I didn't understand anything about autoimmune at all.
So how did you hear about LDN?
I heard, well, I first spotted low-dose naltrexone on the internet because it was mentioned in conjunction with multiple sclerosis and a whole host of things. I watched I watched a lot of videos on YouTube, and I really, unfortunately, some of the people were prone to overstating the case for how effective low-dose naltrexone was. People sort of were enthusiastic but also frustrated that the government wasn't, you know, backing it. So I eventually was on YouTube myself because I was interviewed at the Parkinson's Disease Congress in Montreal in 2013. And I was talking about one of my hobby horses at the time, which I thought would solve my problems with Parkinson's, and that was helmets, worms, and a lady in Australia who was writing a book called Good News for People with Bad News. She must have seen me on the internet and got in touch with the people who supplied these hookworms and asked if she could contact me with a view to writing, getting my experiences of helmets. In actual fact, I gave her an interview for an hour and a half, at the end of which she said, I've got a chapter from a girl called Lexi Lindstrom, and she's using LDN for Parkinson's. And she sent me an advance copy of the chapter that Lexi had contributed towards her book. And I read the chapter and thought, I must try this immediately. Because Lexi's situation was very similar to my own. She had, in common with me, a sort of weird virus that emerged. And I thought that was significant. But anyway, Lexi had been involved with LDN for at least 4 to 6 years at that stage. And it had really worked for her.
And what experience have you found?
I came across LDN. I ordered it up at the end of March last year, 2014. And I started to take it. It was, you know, it was listed as helpful for non-specific pain. And it certainly was helpful for non-specific pain. But what I didn't realize was that in months 9 and 10, I would be significantly improved. And around about December last year, I suddenly noticed I was getting far less symptoms of Parkinson's, and my drugs were lasting much longer. In actual fact, I was forgetting to take my drugs because I was in so much better shape. The other thing I noticed was my tolerances all started to expand again, because where I got to after 20 years of Parkinson's was that I was very intolerant of any kind of excess or extreme. So if I was cold, I had to be covered up immediately. If I was hot, I was, you know, intolerant of that as well. Similarly, if I had strong sunlight, I couldn't tolerate that. And yes, in the evenings, I get a sort of night blindness. So all the parameters of tolerance seem to be expanding out again instead of contracting, which they have been doing with Parkinson's. Also, I wasn't getting any of the, well, I was getting a little dyskinesia, but nothing like I'd had before.
What would you say to other people with Parkinson's who are contemplating trying LDN?
Sorry, Linda, can you just say that again?
What would you say to other people who are contemplating trying LDN?
I'd say go ahead and try it, because it can't do any harm unless you happen to be on an opiate drug. And that would be kind of unusual for somebody with Parkinson's. But you can check all the drugs that you're on by just looking them up on Wikipedia, and it will very quickly tell you if you've got an opiate drug that you're taking, because that would cancel out the LDN. The way it works is blocking opiate receptors. But I certainly would urge anybody who's got an autoimmune condition. I know less about cancer, but I'd certainly recommend anybody with an autoimmune condition to to try LDN because it works on by rebalancing the immune system.
Before we
don't understand how the immune system works,
mm-hmm.
but the thing is, LDN works.
Before we go, before you started LDN, if you rated your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, what would it have been?
I'm sorry, Linda, can you just say that again?
Okay. Before you started LDN, how would you have rated your quality of life on a score of 1 to 10, 10 being the best?
I was at about 4.
Okay. And what would you say that score would be now?
8, possibly 9.
Really? That is amazing for somebody that's had Parkinson's for that length of time.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Truly amazing. Well, what a very inspirational story for other people. And you're letting them know that even being diagnosed very early, that there is hope. And hope's a wonderful thing. We're not saying that LDN will work for everybody, but it's certainly something well worth trying. And thank you very much for sharing your story with us. I'd like to welcome Deirdre from Ireland, who has Parkinson's disease. Welcome, Deirdre.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Could you tell us a bit about your Parkinson's, when it first started and what your symptoms were?
I was diagnosed in 2009. With Parkinson's, but previous to that I did have symptoms myself. I had weakness in my hands and my legs, couldn't write, general weakness in my body. I knew there was something wrong, so in 2009 I was diagnosed after having a DAT scan, basically it. In 2010 I read about LDN on the internet and I set about to find out more. And I found a doctor here in Ireland, and he had no problem prescribing the LDN for me. And I've on it almost a year, and from the very first week I started it, I got the strength back in my legs and in my hands. I had been taking Marapixin, and that did help, but the difference that I felt after going on the LDN was unbelievable.
Goodness, and so quickly.
Yeah, after about, I started on a low dose, and then I went on 3, I started on, I think, and I went on to 4.5 then, after 4 weeks, and it made some difference to me.
After the initial good results you had, did they continue?
I haven't progressed in any form or fashion since then. And it hasn't interfered with my Marapixin that I can see or feel, you know. But it certainly has helped me unbelievably.
So how do you feel now compared with before you started LDN?
I'm nearly normal. I can write again. I can walk perfectly up hills, down hills. I can cycle perfect that I couldn't do before. Yeah, it doesn't. What I can do now.
May I ask how old you are?
I'm 52 now. When I was diagnosed, I was 49.
But how, you noticed some weakness, you said, before you were diagnosed?
I did, yeah, about 2 years previous to that, I'd say, 2007 maybe. And I went to a local doctor and I gave him kelp tablets. Yeah. So I went to another doctor after that and he knew straight away.
Mm-hmm.
He's a specialist.
What would you say to other people with Parkinson's if they are considering?
I'd say take LDN, for goodness sake, give it a try. Nothing to lose whatsoever, nothing. It won't interfere with your medication one way or the other, and all you can do is gain from it. That's my advice.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's my bottom line. It can't do you any harm whatsoever. It has done me nothing but good.
Yeah. Thank you very much for sharing your story with us.
Any questions or comments you may have, please email me, Linda, linda@ldnrt.org. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for joining us today. We really appreciated your company. Until next time, stay safe and keep well.